A study that looks at the Arctic's role in absorbing carbon dioxide finds that the job of storing CO2 could be ending in coming decades, and the Arctic may become an emitter of carbon dioxide and methane. David McGuire is a USGS and University of Alaska Fairbanks scientist who reviewed past studies and compiled the latest findings. He says since the end of the last ice age, the Arctic has absorbed about 800 million metric tons of global carbon.
It's on the order of probably 10 to 15% of the current sink activities of the land and ocean combined.
Carbon is absorbed in permafrost and is locked there, as permafrost does not decompose its carbon like active soil does. But McGuire says as the Arctic warms, the way the area acts as a carbon sink may change. As shrubs and trees advance into tundra, those plants will absorb CO2 through photosynthesis, but he says these possible benefits of a warmer Arctic are small and a long way off. A more likely scenario is an increase in release of carbon from the Arctic because of drought and what he calls the browning of the boreal forests.
That drought is potentially causing the boreal forests to be to take up less carbon from the atmosphere due to the effects of drought on photosynthesis. And then the other issue is fire. The projections are, almost all the projections I know of, show increased fire activity. And fire, of course, is a very fast way of getting carbon off the land into the atmosphere.
McGuire says the oceans absorb CO2 through something called the solubility pump and the biological pump. He says the solubility pump will become less effective as ocean temperatures rise because CO2 is less dissolvable in warmer water. However, the biological pump may be more active as photosynthesis ramps up in ocean areas previously covered in ice.
I don't think we completely understand how the relative strength of those two pumps will change, but it's a sensitivity that we pointed out in the paper that needs to be looked at a little bit closer.
McGuire says defining what is meant by the Arctic was part of this study, vast oceans and land masses that are perennially frozen.
We ended up defining it as boreal North America, which is basically Canada and Alaska, boreal Asia, which is area of Russia to the east of the Urals, down to about 45 degrees north, and then we sort of had this area of boreal Europe that was basically Russia east of the Urals as well as the Scandinavian countries.
How dramatically and when the Arctic may reverse its course and go from climate protector by absorbing mass amounts of carbon dioxide to climate nemesis and belching more carbon and methane out than it takes in is difficult to pin down. But McGuire says the drying conditions in the Arctic are telling.
Fire is the most likely agent to be responsible for that in over the next few decades.
As permafrost melts, plant decomposition and erosion would add to the reversal of the Arctic's role in global climate change.